From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, here's Music Depreciation, a weekly concert in swing. Meet the orchestra with original scores conducted by Frank Duvall and your commentator, Reuben Gaines. There's Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's honored guests, the Berries and the Wizard of the Trumpet, Neil Hefti. Here's Music Depreciation. Master of the commentary and your musical guide during this Cook's tour of the cadenzas, that great success, with the exception that he was born with his goose cooked, Dr. Rubenyi Gaines.
Good evening. We see the bill collectors from the Light and Power Company of Los Angeles have taken care of the lowering of the house lights. And welcome to Music Depreciation. Tonight, our esteemed conductor, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall, brings to these bare but once ivy-covered walls, the collection agency from the local florists has also recently been with us, such stellar artists as Professor Lesky Paul, whose performance on the guitar recently caused critics to comment, "Seek and you shall find." And our guests of the evening, the sisters Berry, consisting of the elder Berry, a young Berry, and the middle Berry hails from Connecticut. Finally, we will hear Dr. Neil Schnabel Hefti, eminent trumpeter and chairman of the movement for the resignation of Gabriel. Tonight's concert opens with a reading by the Philharmonic of the celebrated Hee-Haw Habanera, the Donkey Serenade. You will note a striking effect in this music. The members of the woodwind section have allowed their ears to grow full length, especially for this performance. Dr. Duvall. Delight mounts to the regions of the highly feverish as we introduce for your melodic edification, the Berries. Incidentally, they have just completed a gigantic opera in which the leading aria describes Paul Bunyan trolling his 4 o'clock tea bag across Lake Erie. The music to be heard in a moment is the Arioso con Bure, I'm Not Jealous. This is a delightful little composition depicting the children's hour, entitled 3 a.m. And suddenly and dramatically, we hear... entitled...
But I ask for just any old brand.
Finally, the scene of a bridge club luncheon, consisting mostly of roasting ears and the Berries.
Mm-hmm. but you are driving me wild. I can't seem to realize how you can flirt when every time you do, you know my heart is hurt. I have told you, but when I scold you, you have a good excuse that makes me fall. On the street you smile at girlies by the dozen and try to make me think that they are all your cousins. I'm not jealous, no, not jealous. I just don't like it, that's all.
If it's true, then how come you treat me the way you do? You say you're teasing, but it's unkind. You're slowly but surely driving me out of my mind.
I'm really not jealous, but you're driving me wild. The street you smile at girlies by the dozen, try to make you think that they're all your cousins, some cousins. I scold ya, I told ya and told ya, you always have a good excuse that makes me fall. If it's true, every one of them is your relation. With that family, you could start a newborn nation. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the least bit jealous. I just don't like it. Heck, I just don't like it, that's all.
Tonight's gathering of the musically elect will welcome such a peerless artist as Dr. Neil Schnabel Hefti with happy shouts of yoicks, avast, and shillelagh.
Yoicks,
avast,
shillelagh.
He is known not only as a past master of the trumpet, but also for his magnificent gift of composition. His most recent work tells the delightful story of a group of wailing infants in a nursery titled Subject to Change Without Notice. This evening, he is to bring us first a setting of the poem Gavotte Kon Zoot, How High the Moon. It appears that possibly the music might be about to begin. But let us not quibble. The music begins. Dr. Hefti.
Thank you.
will shortly be delighted with the reappearance on the stage of the Philharmonic and a reading of the bridgework bourré, Don't You Notice Anything New. It is quite unnecessary to point out at this time that Dr. Duvall has a magnificent background.
Yeah, well, it's the way the tailor sewed this thing. I told him.
His first composition was a work in the mechanical vein, describing a steel mill. The work was only half through before the critics labeled it scrap drive. Tonight's music begins in this fashion. An enlightened woodpecker doing it the easy way. The sleeping pills have been distributed by the ushers. The critics have taken aim, and here is Don't You Notice Anything New. Prior to their performance of the chorale, Don't Fence Me In, a word concerning our eminent guests of the evening, the Berries. Like many another great artist, their career began in the ancient village of Tippling on the Sly. The arrangement of the music they sing this evening was perfected while spending 6 months during a 15-minute drive through Pomona. Music begins with poetry. As is our custom, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall will read this brilliant verse in his own magnificent literary style. Dr. Duvall.
Her form divine, her eyes that shine, her hair that falls in driblets. It's bronze and like a turkey's wing. Her face looks like the giblets.
The music concludes on a rolling theme in need of a retread. Here is the music, and this is the Berries.
Home with a
buffalo roaming. Sky's not cloudy or gray today. I always wanna wander way, way out yonder. I'm going back today. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
Don't want to be fenced in. I want to roam and I want to ride through the wide open country that I love. So, mister, don't you fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Got to listen to the murmur of the cottonwood tree. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose the saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse to wander over yonder till lo and behold I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gazing at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels, can't stand fences. Ride to the ridge where the west commences. And gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I hate the fences. Don't you fence me in.
We have received a note of importance. Will the pale-faced gentleman who looks like a lop-eared rabbit please call his wife? She has taken the L car home. A moment for a word. It is with a customary frenzy of delight that we return to this concert stage, the gifted Professor Lesky Paul. The professor was enabled to devote his life to music, having inherited a fortune from a match factory. This was naturally starting from scratch. He plays for us tonight an ancient roundelay titled After You've Gone. This is a three-movement work describing the memoirs of a French fried potato. In your mouth a few seconds, in your stomach a few hours, and on your hips the rest of your life. Here is the evidence. Professor Lesky Paul. Thank you. moment for a word concerning Dr. Duvall. He has just completed a work currently in the throes of publishing. It is called Ships at Sea, scuttled in the second movement by the critics. Tonight's next work by the orchestra is built upon an episode that describes a nightclub battle between two movie heroes, titled Swinging on a Star. It concludes on the scene of a bachelor button strutting wolfishly past a patch of tomatoes. There's now nothing between us and the music except the conductor's conscience. Even that is short-lived. Dr. Duvall. An outstanding composition that greets us for the climax of this concert, a concerto for trumpet and orchestra featuring Dr. Neil Schnabel-Hefti and the Philharmonic under Dr. Duvall. This music is titled All the Things You Are, or Don't Get Me Started. Motif is mainly pastoral and in the barnyard tradition. We see the astounding figure of an old hen with two hearts entitled...
I know, I played bridge with her last night.
Music then tends toward the melancholy. Happiness is no longer possible. We behold a sword swallower wasting away on a butter knife diet. Climax passage is titled Independence Day, a holiday celebrated 365 days a year in an ancient village called Reno. Dr. Hefti, Dr. Lean, the orchestra, and the business.
Hollywood, this has been Music Depreciation, your regular weekly meeting with the masterworks and the top artists of swing. The orchestra with scores by Frank Duvall, the commentary of Reuben Gaines, the Les Paul Trio, and tonight's gifted notables, the Berries and Neil Hefti. See you next week on Music Depreciation. This is Mutual.